You want to know what's going to happen with the new Immigration Act?
Yes, please, tell me.
Yeah. Basically, the new Nationality, Immigration and Asylum Act, the main things that are worrying me as somebody who works with refugees is the fact that a very large amount of people, thousands of people, are going to be coming into the country. This government accepts that they may have a valid claim for asylum in their eyes, but will still refuse to give them money if they do not claim for asylum as defined by the government as soon as reasonably practicable, which basically cuts out more than half of the people that come to this country to seek asylum. And even the Home Office's own figures show that people who claim in-country, that is, you know, not immediately at the port of entry, the vast majority of them will eventually get a positive outcome on their asylum application, which means even in the government's eyes, they can't call them bogus, they can't call them scroungers, they can't call them economic migrants. The government has already accepted that most of these people will eventually, if they are allowed to put their case across, be accepted as, in the terms of the United Nations 1951 Convention on Refugees, that they actually are fleeing persecution from, you know, an oppressive regime or from war. Now, the government will still, accepting that they may have a valid claim for asylum and not be just economic migrants, will not give them any money, purely based on the fact that they come from outside of the European Union. I'll tell you more. Okay, I mean, like, what I was saying was that you have to ask, why do people leave their homeland? It can be thousands of miles away from Europe to seek refuge in these relatively safe and prosperous countries of Europe and North America. I mean, basically, these people are suffering as a direct result of European and American economic and military foreign policies over the last 50 years. And it's come to a head now with basically probably because of the spread of the neoliberal, you know, capitalist system that we have throughout the world. The Western countries are imposing on them what they call the developing world. They're imposing upon them stupid economic systems that are just purely for the profits of Western companies. And this is supposed to be called, you know, globalization. This is supposed to be called, you know, freedom, free market. I mean, it's only free for money to move across borders. You know, it always keeps coming up that it's free for money to move across borders, but people aren't welcome. You know, they have to stay where they can be exploited cheaply in their countries, or else they can stay under oppressive regimes that quite often Britain, Europe and America have set up in the first place and continue to support. And when they decide not to support them, they just bomb them. And yet again, these people are the victims you're talking about, you know, just normal people trying to go about their daily lives. If they stand up to oppressive regimes, they can't come to this country to escape. They have to wait there and be bombed by American and European fighter planes. And it just seems completely mad that these people, when they do get to our countries, they're treated like not like human beings at all. And that's what it really comes down to. These people are not treated like human beings. They're trying to exempt them from all the human rights legislation that countries in Europe have signed up to. But these people do not count because they do not count as human beings. The one thing that we're seeing in Scotland is we spoke to the government in Scotland and asked them, how is this going to impact? How is this new legislation, which is going to make people hungry, starving and homeless, living on the streets, that's going to impact on your figures that you've said it's great? Oh yeah, hardly anyone lives in the streets anymore. We're going to get rid of all rough sleepers by the year 2010. We asked them how this is going to impact on those figures and they said it won't, because asylum seekers will not be counted. So basically they're going around the streets counting people who don't have a home, who are living in the streets, but if they find they're an asylum seeker, they will not count them because they will not see them as being a person who they can help, who they want to help, who's in need of help, because they're just an asylum seeker. They don't have any human rights. And that's basically what this act comes down to, is cutting certain human beings out of the sphere of human rights.
Tell me about the activist circles in the UK.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, you have activist circles in the UK, and quite, at the moment, they're getting together and they're mobilising against the war in Iraq. They were mobilising against the war in Afghanistan. Now, the reason that they're citing for this is, you know, they don't want innocent civilians to be suffering a war for oil. But in this country, in Britain just now, there are thousands of people, and from the 8th of January, these are people who are escaping war. These are people who are going to be running from our bombs, bombs that are rained down on villages in our name. And when they get to this country, they're going to be denied food and denied shelter. Now, these are victims of war that I think, seen as they're going to be on our doorstep, in fact, on our streets, living on our streets, there should be activist groups in Britain should be all coming together to support these people, because they're victims of war or they're victims of poverty. Either way, they're victims of the global capitalist system, which these activists claim to be protesting against. I think they could do a lot more to provide practical help and real solidarity for refugees when they come to our country.